For most people, this is an ordinary Tuesday morning. Back to work, back to school, regular everyday life. But for us in Anuwim, this is not an ordinary Tuesday morning. This is a special occasion, the death anniversary of Sister Barbara, our co-foundress, our spiritual mother. This is the fifth anniversary. In fact, this morning, on July 14, 2021, Sister Barbara went home to God. So 5 years, for children, 5 years is a long time, but for us older people, 5 years is not very long. And we can remember 5 years ago, we can remember Sister Barbara in her active life, as well as in her limited life after her stroke. I'd like to reflect a little bit on her before we turn to these readings, because that's why we're here. Sister Barbara, who lived a long life, she died at age 86, born in 1934, and she spent her life serving the Lord and serving God's people. She was a very active person, although she spent many years in contemplative life as a religious sister. But then, in her search for a way and in the awareness that God had called her to something new, she eventually met Father Francis in 1975 and discovered Father Francis had been given a way to do the very thing that she was longing for, that is, a way to follow the Lord, a way to deepen her relationship, her friendship with Jesus. And that way is the way of the liturgical life, the way of pondering the liturgical word every day and putting flesh on the word. That was the interior message Sister Barbara received, put flesh on his word. And she dedicated her life to that. Now, Sister, as the older ones know, she was a woman with very strong faith and the gift of being able to apply that faith in practical ways. That's why many people sought her counsel. She had a gift of spiritual counsel, not only to understand the faith, but to understand how it should be applied in this particular circumstance, in this family, facing these trials. And so many, many people sought her wisdom. And she traveled a lot, bringing wisdom to others, forming others in the spiritual life. She spent countless hours on the phone. That was part of her hidden ministry. Hours and hours, people calling from all over to seek her wisdom for a deeper spiritual life lived in practical circumstances. But as we know, after her many years of active service, of dedicating herself to being with people, she loved to be with people, she loved to talk with people about the spiritual life, the Lord reduced her to silence. She had her crippling stroke in 2019, and for more than 2 years, she was not able to speak anymore. She who loved to engage people, she could no longer engage people, although she still loved to be with people. She loved to come to the big masses, she loved the men's choir, she loved music, and even though she couldn't speak, you could tell when she was happy and when she was sad, and when she was angry. You could tell. She could communicate her emotions. She loved to be with the children who were here on Saturdays and with all of us. But then came the COVID pandemic and everything got shut down, and Sister Barbara had to face another trial, not only her own limitation, but no longer social engagement. There weren't any children around. There weren't any people around. Everybody was stuck at home. And so in the last year of her life, she had another trial to face. All of us had to face that trial. But it was difficult for her because of her already limited condition. She who loved to talk, couldn't talk. She who hated to be confined, she was confined. And the Lord allowed that, I assume, for her greater purification, for her greater holiness. Well, it was in that COVID condition, in the days of the lockdown, that her life came to an end, July 14. I don't remember which category of quarantine we were in. I think it was the ECQ. Remember, we had GCQ and ECQ and modified ECQ and all these things. Terrible time. A time when we weren't allowed to gather, although we could have, I think, 10% of the occupancy of the chapel or something like that. So that was at that time Wednesday morning, and it was clear that she was getting near the end. I remember offering a mass for her happy death. I was eating breakfast, and some people were gathered with her, especially Teresita and Mary Kahn, her caregivers. And people realized, oh, she's getting near the end now. We have to pray with her, started to pray the chaplet with her. I had already anointed her. But then a beautiful thing happened. The Anuim community in Corning, which is where Anuim was founded, they were gathered for their regular Tuesday evening gathering, because it was Wednesday morning here, it was Tuesday evening there. It happened to be the birthday of Chris. Where's Chris? Oh yeah, so Chris is here. This is her first chance to be here for sister's death anniversary, but it was on her birthday that they were celebrating her birthday. It was Tuesday night, and was it Evelyn? Evelyn, who and Angela made this video communication contact through the tablet, or I don't know what gadget, so that the community here in the Philippines and the community in Corning was gathered together in prayer through the means of social communication at the very time of Sister Barbara's death. And yes, we broke all the laws about social distancing and about quarantine, because we all crowded into her room and said our goodbyes and expressed our love. Many, many people came into her room that was over there, and that's where she peacefully died. We were all gathered in prayer, not only here, but also in the United States. So since Chris is here, Angela's here. Where's Angela? Okay, yeah, ever since our American visitors are here, and they were with us on July, it was July 13th for them, July 14th for us. So it's a beautiful thing to recall that blessing, because what a beautiful thing the Lord did at the moment of Sister Barbara's passing to gather all her children, all her spiritual children, at her bedside as if to receive a final blessing from her rich spiritual life. So that's, I think, a beautiful thing to recall. And we give thanks to God for her life and for her beautiful death. Now we turn to the readings. My first impression of these readings is that they don't have anything to do with Sister Barbara. And maybe you would have the same reaction. The first reading is some kind of political military strife among the people of God, and King Ahaz is afraid of being overcome by his enemies. What does that have to do with gathering to honor Sister Barbara? And then in the Gospel, Jesus is very strongly rebuking the various towns, Chorazin, Bethsaida, Capernaum, for their failure to respond to the word and repent. But remember, when we turn to the word, even if your first reaction, like mine, is, well, this doesn't seem connected to the meaning of our celebration, don't let that first reaction stop you from pondering the word. Remember the gospel on Sunday, the parable of the sower. God scatters the seed, he speaks his word, and it doesn't always receive a good welcome. Don't be like a footpath when you hear a gospel in which Jesus is rebuking Chorazin. You say, well, what's Chorazin? That doesn't mean anything to me. Don't be a footpath. Let the word, give the word some good soil. Give the word some time to sink in, and it will bear much fruit. It wants to. The Lord wants to bear fruit in us, but he can't if we don't give him good soil. So let's give some soil to these words. In this first reading, Prophet Isaiah, the challenge before Ahaz is that his enemies are threatening to overcome or take over his kingdom, and he's frightened. Says that the heart of the king and the heart of the people tremble as the trees of the forest tremble in the wind. What's the response of the prophet Isaiah? Don't be afraid. Live by faith, not by fear. Live by faith. Even if it looks like it's impossible to hold out against these enemies, stand firm in faith. Put your trust in God. The very sort of advice Sister Barbara would give to those who came to her with troubles, seemingly impossible situations, difficult circumstances, difficult relationships, crises. What would she say? Don't live by fear. Live by faith. Put your trust in Jesus. Strengthen your friendship with Jesus. Don't rely on your natural strength or your emotions. Put your trust in the Lord. She had a kind of prophetic message for all who were seeking it, for anyone who was open to it, she would give a message something like Isaiah gives to the king Ahaz, unless your faith is firm, you shall not be firm. So be firm in faith. She was great at strengthening the faith of those who came to her or sought her wisdom. So a good message from the prophet Isaiah. In this passage from Matthew chapter 11, where Jesus rebukes these three lakeside towns, this is in Galilee. What does this have to do with Barbara? Well, these towns were failing to respond to the word. They were hardening their hearts against the word. And the message of Jesus here is a call to repentance. If the first reading is a call to faith, strong faith and not fear, the gospel is a call to repentance. And that was another thing Sister Barbara never failed to call us to repentance, to reject sin. Because that's good practical wisdom. I'm telling you, she had this gift of counsel, practical wisdom in the spiritual life. Well, one of the most practical things is reject sin, turn away from sin, because it's always a dead end. She was actually very good at identifying people's sin condition or sin tendencies. If anyone knew her, you might have been corrected by her, sometimes strongly, because she could point out, oh, look at what you're doing. Look at what you're doing. This is your problem, she would say. This is your problem. Well, sometimes it disturbs people to hear what their problem is. But I'm sure it disturbed the people of Capernaum to be told that they're worse than the city of Sodom. But it was still a good thing to tell them so that they would repent. Correction from the Lord is never merely condemnation, judgment. It's to help us grow, to help us change. And that's what these warnings in the gospel are. They're not condemnation. They are, don't go down a path that will lead to your own destruction. And I'm sure Sister Barbara, who said that many times when she was here in this life, she would echo that message to us today. Don't go down a dead end road. Don't cling to patterns of sin or constantly give into weakness. Put your trust in the Lord, turn away from sin, follow the Lord, follow Jesus. She used to say, one of the gifts she received was friendship with Jesus. And that's the gift she wanted everyone to share in. So as we celebrate her fifth death anniversary, as we recall the beauty of her life, the gift of her life, the beauty of her death, let us also take from the Word of God these important messages. Faith, not fear. Repentance, not clinging to sin. We do that, we ourselves can bear abundant fruit.